Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Local Honeys, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Webster. He's an attorney in Pike County and a
all-around wild man.
Certified wild man.
summer way.
And I have this hunch that you learned more in Ireland than your state song.
Well, we learned how to drink beer, I guess. Well, we thought we knew
how to do that.
Did you actually have beer there unlike any beer you'd ever had?
Beer's beer. Cheap beer's the best. One of the weirdest things that happened over there, not weird, wild, whatever, you know, we actually ran into some friends from the States. Anna Roberts Gavalt, who is an amazing fiddler, singer, all-around musicians, her and her Elizabeth Laprelle. They are together, Elizabeth.
And Anna and Elizabeth have been here on Red Barn.
Oh, yeah. They do the Crankies. We ran into her over there. She introduced us to some great friends over there. We ran into Raina Gellert, who is also an amazing, phenomenal fiddler. And we ran into them because we kept hearing, go to the cobblestone. You got to go to the cobblestone. Go to the cobblestone. We were like, all right, we'll try to find it.
What's cobblestone?
It was a pub. It was just a pub, and it was like kind of a historic, legendary kind of pub. Finding that place was kind of difficult because I don't know if you've ever seen like real Irish, the Irish language written out, but that's what they have the street signs in. You know, it says, I don't know, Broadway. It was insane to us. But luckily, then they had like the English spelling and little bitty letters right underneath it.
Was that everywhere or just like in the historic parts of town?
Oh, no, it was everywhere. That was everywhere. We finally found this place. We run into Raina Gellert there, didn't have any idea she was there. And it was an old-time jam. And I don't mean just like, you know, these Irish musicians who thought that they were playing American old-time. These were guys who were very steeped in American old-time string band music. And they were playing Kentucky tunes. We walked in and Raina's husband, Jeff, he hollered and said, Montana from Kentucky. They came up and there was a man there who ended up being one of our favorite souls on this earth, Ron Kane. And he said, I'm from Montana and I play Kentucky tunes. And I was like, oh my God, we were destined to meet each other and fall in love.
Well, I don't want no babies to kiss or cradle or hide. But I'd sure take your loving, if even for one night. Oh, my darling, my own sweet darling, how would you like to ride? Farewell to solo, we'll sing as a duo, as lovers down the main line. Yo de do de dee, yo dee, yo de do de dee. Oh, my darling, my own sweet darling, how would you like to ride? Farewell to solo, we'll sing as a duo, as lovers down the main line. Yo de do de dee, yo de yay, yo de do de dee dee. Yo, dee 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 dee
these guys who were into Kentucky music? I mean, were they like, we know this Fraley tune or this Stamper tune?
Yeah, they knew what county it was from. We got to nerd out with these guys every week, every Saturday from like 4 to 7 p.m. It didn't matter what else. I mean, there's always stuff going on the weekends, but we were like, no, we have to go sit for 3 hours and jam with these old men and talk about fiddle tunes. And we did it. From the first week that we found that place, we went and saw them every week. And they were great. We got to share a lot of tunes with them.
That is so fantastic. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
After having done this one Ireland trip, which just sounded so magical, and are you all thinking time to go back?
Yeah, any time is a good time to go back, really.
Well, she lived up the road just a mile or two. Kept her nose clean and the dirt off her shoes. Well, she never let on all secrets she kept. Like where she'd been while her husband slept. Now Frieda, she knew what the people would say, but the people she knew didn't live with her pay. So she worked as a lady with her own free rights, keeping the company of a man by night. Oh, Frieda, don't you worry, a time will come when you don't hang your head at the deeds you've done. Oh, Frieda, hang on, just you wait for it. They'll call the house when the money hits. So she hit the road and she started the car. That old wreck wouldn't take her too far. Just a piece of the way she would surely find a lonely man with an absent wife. When she found the park that Coop DeVille, she found herself in Beattyville. She told herself to play calm while love she may go off like a bomb. Oh, Frieda, don't you worry, time will come when you don't hang your head at the deeds you've done. Oh, Frieda, hang on, just you wait for it. They'll call the house when the money hits. Frieda had been a dancer for a spell, but her back was shot and her knees had gone to hell. She wished she could find work that was honest instead of digging after dollars in a dirty man's pocket. Now her looks were gone, but she still worked. She'd show her man how much she's worth. She said, by God, I'll tell you yet what a woman will do for her own paycheck. Oh, Frieda, don't you worry, a time will come when you don't hang your head at the deeds you've done. Oh, Frieda, hang on, just you wait for it. They'll call the house when the money hits. You'll love for free when the money hits.
Having chosen some tunes that were sort of old-timey tunes that maybe were having from stuff you got from the archives and things like that. But then there's also a lot of stuff you all wrote yourself.
Everybody that has listened to the record, we've only got like reviews that we've been really proud of, thankfully. Even people have commented on the packaging. They're like, this was so well thought out. They were like, you arranged this entire thing. You played, you wrote a lot of the tunes for it. You wrote all the liner notes, because we're huge dorks and we love liner notes, and whenever people don't put them in there, like, we're like, why did they not take the time to tell us why they love this song or anything about it? And we love to tell stories, obviously.
We couldn't make a huge packet, like, you know, how we really wanted to do, like from the field recordings, you know, that kind of stuff, but maybe one day.
Textbook.
Yeah.
The front packaging, that was some artwork done by John Haywood, who's one of our favorite artists across the board of all mediums. He's a great oil acrylic artist, and he's also one of the best banjo players in the state of Kentucky, and Montana is his new apprentice. He also does tattoo work, so he kind of made it look like one of his tattoos. It's reminiscent of the Kentucky flag. We wanted it to, you know, not be hokey and look exactly like the flag.
I'm Daniel Boone in that depiction.
Yeah. The title is Little Girls Acting Like Men. As you can see, that would be the United We Stand, Divided We Fall, which has the goldenrod and everything around it. And so that was kind of our basis. We wanted to use, like, we're proud Kentuckians. We're really proud of where we're from. And so we wanted to make our first record depict that. So a lot of these are tunes that we learned from living in late, fiddlers, banjo players, songsters, storytellers, whomever. And then there's about four tracks that are all original material. There's two songs written by each of us. I wrote Cigarette Trees and I Love You, Charlene. And Montana wrote Little Girls Acting Like Men, the title track, and The Baitable Bomber, Frida. Then we have our Hairs on the Mountain from Ireland. So it's kind of a unique conglomerate of what we've been up to the last few years. Some of our favorite tunes in this world.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. This summer the people are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows are in bloom, while the birds make music all the day. Young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by hard times comes a knocking at the door, my old Kentucky home, good night. Weep no more, my lady, oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for my
strip mine, and I wrote a song about suicide. Montana wrote about, you know, the ways of women in this world and how you have to act tough sometimes, or why you act tough, because maybe you've been beaten down. Maybe you've been like the only woman in whatever you're in. I've always been the only girl in almost every music class I have ever taken. Hmm. And that's hard. You'd think it would be like real fun. It's not most of the time. It can be very tough. So sometimes you have to put on that hard outer shell. We realize that we do sometimes, and not necessarily meaning to. So the running theme of being little girls and doing the things that we do, because we've seen that's the way men seem to act tough. And we're playing hard drive and fiddle tunes on this record. You don't really think of like little girls, like playing like right there, hitting the wall, hard driving fiddle tunes. And we want to help people know that, yes, women do that. And we're proud that we get to study this music and keep continuing to learn from some of the best players in the state.
It's funny too, because since this album came out, we played at Mountain Music Empire School. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into, which is kind of like most gigs that we show up to. It was amazing to me, like how many little girls actually did come up to us. Just this weekend, the little girl from Scotland came to our gig and was singing the words to every song. She'd had that album a week, and she knew all the words. And she told us, she was like, I want to be in your band so bad. And she was a fiddle player. And I made a little speech at the Mountain Music Empire. And I was like, I see a lot of girls in the audience. And I'm glad to see that. And you girls can do anything you want to do. It was very like girl power kind of thing. I was like, it's astounding to me that, you know, we have this, we kind of put off this tough thing maybe. And we still are, I hope we're an inspiration to little girls.
Born in Dixie in the boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby. The freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train. To settle down. The only thing that makes me want to navigate is a wildcat whistle on that southbound. This brave engineer, my sweetie was a brakesman, and that ain't no joke. It's a shame the way I keep a good man broke.
I'd like to thank our guests, the Local Honeys, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers for their help with our Red Barn Radio production each week, Cheryl Renfro, Adam Schoedinger, Kate Heinonen, and Dave Kelleher. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Of course, you folks, the members of our studio audience, so great to have you all here tonight. Thank you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I hope we're going to get you guys to do one more tune for us. Could you? All right. Thank you, Local Honeys, for being with us on Red Barn Radio. Local Honeys.
AccuPrint is Red Barn Radio's print provider. They're known for their quality printing here in Central Kentucky for over 34 years. Choose AccuPrint for all of your printing and promotional needs. For more information, AccuPrint is on the web, accuprint.us. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.